Okay, our next presentation is Performance of Harvest Aid Programs in Different Cotton Cultivars by Lucas Franca. Lucas?
Thanks, Dan, for the introduction. So my name is Lucas Franca. I'm originally from Brazil, and I started my PhD in August, this past August, under Darren Dodds at Mississippi State. And today I'll be talking about the performance of harvest aid programs in different cotton cultivars. So according to the USDA 2015 survey, the cotton area in the United States in 2015 was about 3.58 million hectares. 98.3% of that was Gossypium hirsutum, or upland cotton, and 1.7% was Gossypium barbadens, or American bean cotton, mostly grown in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas. In Mississippi, the area in 2015 was about 125,500 hectares. That represents 3.5% of the total in the country. And the average link yield was 1,144 kilograms per hectare. When it comes to cotton, one of the most important characteristics is its growth physiology. So cotton is a perennial crop with indeterminate growth managed as an annual. In other words, the crop needs to be forced to mature or terminated. And for proper termination, we need leaf defoliation. Defoliation can be defined as the shedding of leaves that naturally occurs when leaves become physiologically mature. And that may be induced by a light frost, insect damage, disease, drought, or even mineral deficiency. However, the most common method to achieve defoliation is by the use of chemicals. Chemicals that are called defoliants or harvest aids. And according to Brick in 2001, those chemicals, harvest aids, are chemicals applied to terminate cotton growth, open bolls, defoliate, or desiccate the cotton plant. Among the benefits of leaf defoliation, we have the elimination of the main source of stain and trash. It also prevents boll rot, enhanced boll opening, manage maturity, as I just said, facilitate picker operation, and also provides a better lint grade. We also need leaf desiccation. Desiccation can be defined as basically the disruption of the cell membrane that leads to loss of moisture and dried plant tissue. And it often results in stuck leaves. So we gotta find a nice equilibrium between not having too much desiccation and not end up having also a lot of stuck leaves. So the harvest aid, the selection of harvest aids plus the environmental conditions should be kind of like arranged to that midpoint where you not get that much leaf desiccation. The most questions that arise from growers every year is when to defoliate and what products and rates to use. There are several application timing methods that are used among growers. I have a list of some of them. For example, notable white flower plus the DD60s, the percent of open bowl, notable above crack bowl, sharp knife technique, and the Hall-Lewis method. Even though the percent of open bowl plus the sharp knife technique is the most widely used among growers, it's important to remember that no method is fully complete, so the combination of methods is always recommended. We also need proper weather and plant conditions. So usually harvest aids are more active under high temperature, humidity, and sunlight. So temperatures above 15.5 Celsius are desired. 1 to 3 full days of clear weather following the application. And we also want a mature, well-fruited, uniform plant with proper nitrogen supply and not under drought stress. So there are three types of defoliants. There are herbicidal defoliants, as you can see, like AIM, E sharp and Roundup, and Volex, hormonal defoliants, and also desiccants, and the most common is cremoxone or paraquat. And these defoliants are normally applied in two type of programs, a single application or a two application. So the two application is the most common, because in case something goes wrong on the first one, you can kind of like catch up on the second application, and that's the one that the growers prefer the most. I have this graph here to give you an idea of the different cotton cultivars growing in Mississippi this past year. So basically we have 10 different cotton cultivars, with 4946 being like the leader, as Michael Plumley mentioned earlier today. So that leads into our objective, which was evaluate the foliation response of two different cotton varieties to optimize fiber properties in Starkville, Mississippi. So the materials and methods, the experimental location was Starkville, Mississippi. Experimental design, a 4x2 factorial arrangement in a randomized complete block design. Plot size 3.8 by 12.2 meters with four replications. And the varieties used were Phytogen 444, Phytogen 499, planted on May 5th and harvested November 4th. Here we have the treatment list. So basically we have the one application program with a moderate and aggressive dose. So you have we have two hormonal defoliants and one herbicide defoliant for each. And we kind of like have the same for the two application. That would be our A application on the two application program. But we also have an extra shot of a hormonal and a herbicidal defoliant on the two application program. So the data collection, we collected percent of leaf defoliation, percent of green, percent desiccation, percent of open bows, turnout, lean yield, collected at 7 and 14 days after application. And we also look at fiber properties. The data was subjected to ANOVA using the PropMix procedure at SAS 9.4, and the mean separation was used was performed using Fisher protected LSD at an alpha of 0.05. So getting to the results, so I put this table here to show that all the differences we had were due to treatment. There were like no statistical differences in the variety or in the treatment by variety. So that's why the data was pooled across varieties. So this first graph shows that the number of both crack bow at application date was about 4.7 for Phytogen 444 and 4.3 for Phytogen 499. And I'm showing this picture to show there was a uniformity between those two varieties when the application was done. So lean yield, on the y-axis we have lean, and we have all the treatments on the x-axis. There are no statistical differences across treatments. So it varied from 22,000 to 23,000, 2300, sorry, kilograms per hectare. Turnout, no statistical differences in turnout either. Turnout average was about 44%. Percent of open bows, here we have the rating date on the x-axis, 7 days after the first application, or A application, we observed that there was a higher percent of open bows on the aggressive two application program. However, 14 days after the first application and 7 days after the second shot, we didn't see any statistical differences. Going to defoliation, again, we observed differences on 7 days after the first application with the aggressive two application program. and 14 days after and 7 days after A and 7 days after B, we observed that the moderate 2 application and the aggressive 2 application programs had higher leaf defoliation compared to the single application programs. Leaf desiccation, kind of like follow what we just saw. We had higher leaf desiccation on the moderate 1 application program compared to the others. Percent of green, that's pretty much correlated to the percent of leaf defoliation. So the two application programs had a lower percent of green compared to the single 1 application programs. So for fiber properties, I have 2 tables, 1 for each variety in this case, because the interaction treatment variety was significant. So I decided to show one table for each. For phytogen 444, there were no statistical differences on micronair length or link strength. But for phytogen 499, we did observe some differences on strength, with the 2 application programs showing a higher strength, link strength, compared to the 1 application program. Getting to the conclusions, harvest aid programs with 2 applications, both moderate and aggressive, provided significantly greater defoliation. The moderate single application has had significantly greater leaf desiccation. And again, the aggressive harvest aid program with 2 applications had significantly less percent of green leaves, and also had a greater percent of open bows at 7 days, nevertheless at 14 days after A and 7 days after B, no significant differences were observed across treatments. Link yield and turnout did not differ significantly across treatments. And these results agree with those found by Faircloth in 2004, where no yield differences were observed on 2 cotton varieties submitted to different harvest aid programs. And for phytogen 444, no differences on link micronair strength and length. And for phytogen 499, the 2 application program with the aggressive or with the higher rate provided greater link strength. For future research purposes, I would recommend continuing to evaluate the response of phytogen 444 and 499 and other cotton varieties to different harvest aid programs in multiple locations. I'd like to thank Dr. Darren Dodds, Dr. Brooks Blanche, Michael Plumbly, Chase Samples, Drew Denton, and all the student workers. And that's the literature side. And with that being said, I'll take any questions. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Why do you think that going with 2 shots of defoliation would increase fiber strength? Can you speculate on that?
Well, actually, I think that's just a response of the variety. We didn't look that deep into why that would give like a higher strength in that specific variety. I actually looked at the previous research, and I couldn't find why that specific variety would have a higher link strength to the 2 application program. But that was pretty uniform, like both the moderate and the aggressive end up having higher link strength in that case.
Which treatment was the most economical?
Economical money wise? Yeah, so the moderate single applications is the cheap one. So to the grower's eyes, that would be more like.
So would you recommend that one then?
It depends like on what you're looking for. I would go with the 2 application. You're gonna spend a little bit more, but your final product's gonna be like way cleaner. It's going to have a better quality.
So you saw some quality differences there?
Well, we saw the strength And it also helps like on the harvesting operation. So you're going to have a less percent of grain and a higher defoliation. So that can save like a little bit to the picker and the...
Did you look at leaf or trash values for these to see how those vary? Because I would imagine that with defoliation, like Dan said, that might be where you start seeing the big differences between your...
Yeah. Well, we didn't look at any like amount of trash produced. We're pretty much like doing the visual ratings, but that would be something to incorporate.
Okay. Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.